All right, this is not why we called. Right now, on the Super Celebrity Hotline. New theme music for Adam Kinzinger.
Born to Run.
Yeah. A little boss here. Hold on. There you go. All right, now I'm watching. I just want to say this. I'm watching CNN. You know, we got it on all the time over here. We got all the TV stations on. I look over at CNN. Every time I look at CNN, there's Adam Kinzinger in various states. You can tell how serious it is, how urgent it is, if he's got a tie or not a tie. That's how you know.
That and where he happens to be positioned, like he just pulled out of a meeting,
right,
or whether he's here leisurely in the Tribune Tower, kind of avoiding us when he goes up to the CNN area to make an appearance.
So last night, I turn it on, and I'm watching the top of the Wolf Blitzer, and while we're doing our news, and I'm listening to Judy, I'm listening to Wolf. And Wolf says, Congressman Adam Kinzinger will be here to discuss whether or not he's running for president. And I'm like, what?
And you're like, Anna, Google that. What's going
on? All right, no.
Is he running for president?
He's not running for president. And then, of course, and the answer was, no, I'm not running for president. I didn't understand. What? Who said you were running for president?
How did it get here?
I don't know, but hey, you know what? What's the word? It's flattering to be thought of, but no, I'm not running for president. And, you know, actually, I thought about it until Anna said no as the running mate, and she suggested you row, and I knew that there was too much baggage with that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So
the vetting process might be a little difficult.
Really? No, I'm not running, but it was funny.
Yeah,
it's interesting because there's so much talk about a third party candidate right now. 5 months to go, and it feels as if, like, how does anyone gain momentum and get on the ballot and do all those things you need to do to have a serious third party run at this point?
Well, I think it's tough, and I mean, it's. I think, you know, to one extent, I think the theory behind a third party is to say, or a fourth party, whatever we'll call it, to say, all right, maybe somebody can win a state or two, and so there's discussion about maybe having a 5-state campaign. Somebody can win a state or two, and then that denies anybody from getting to 270. And at the point that happens, 270 on the electoral votes, when that happens, it goes to the House of Representatives. Yeah. And then that kind of throws everything open. And it's not unprecedented. It's happened in history. But
you will have riots in the streets, though. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, people already feel disconnected from the process. That's the reason that Donald Trump has been as successful as he has. And if something like that rigs to keep him out, I mean, listen, I'm with you. I think Donald Trump is potentially the most dangerous real candidate in our lifetimes. I mean, George Wallace would have been equally as dangerous, but he wasn't really for real as a third party candidate at the time. And then, of course, you know, there was the attempt on his life and he took him out of everything. But Donald Trump, to me, is a guy that is woefully I'm speaking to people who already know how I feel about this. Mm-hmm. I get this all the time now, but like he's woefully unprepared, and people just like the idea of him because he talks tough and straight, and they just want a guy who's going to say these things, even though nothing he says can he back up. Right? He doesn't have.
That's my concern, and you know, again, and I know everybody's going to get stirred up and angry at me saying this, and that's fine. I mean, it's not in this job just to make people happy, but you know, I respect why people supported him. You know, but I think, you know, when they say, and I hear a lot of people say, well, he says what's on my mind. He says the truth. What is it? 77%, I think, of recent fact checks on his statements all came up false. And I think my larger concern is, you know, when you have a guy that stands in front of the press and basically calls him names, it's very unbecoming of a presidential candidate. Sure, now it may make people that don't like the press feel good, but the press plays a very important role in our election system. They hold candidates accountable. They, you know, dig up dirt that needs to be dug up. They really get to the bottom of who somebody is. But if you turn an entire population against the veracity or the legitimacy of the press, what's next? I mean, what institutions next are undermined? So, yeah, Congress isn't popular. I get that. The press isn't popular. I get that. But Congress and the press play a very important role in our political system.
Yeah. Oh, but everybody sleaze that doesn't get along with him. Although he did get a major endorsement, though. Right? Donald Trump did. The Pyongyang Gazette an advertiser in North Korea has endorsed Donald Trump for president of the United States. So that was good. So that's
I'm sure
good.
The Putin Weekly probably.
Yes.
Well.
Yeah.
You think he'll run ads around that, like some material?
Did you see he's making his first international trip as the assumed nominee? And I he's going to England. Which is a place that they were talking about not letting him get off the plane, but he's going to England, Scotland, so he can actually go to Turnberry and look at his new property there and then turn around and go away. No one's really going to meet with him. Now, there's been a lot of questions, speculation. Will he then go to Israel? Will he go to Moscow? Will he go somewhere else where he can actually meet with other world leaders? Remember, Barack Obama did that. The Brandenburg Gate did all that sort of stuff. You know, you wonder, will he go do that?
Well, I hope so. And, you know, look, I want to be very clear. I want to get to the point where I can support Trump. I see it's
hard for me
to get there now. I want to get there because he's a Republican nominee.
I know. And I have to say that. I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying that to every Republican that says that. That is like, and you know what I really want to say? Here's what I really want to say. To all these Republicans who've jumped on the bandwagon here, who know so much better, and they do. Shame on you. What a bunch of, and there's a word I would use that a lot of people associate with cat. That's what you people all are for doing that.
Well, I'll say this on the international trip. Like, you know, look, if it's doing a business deal in a different country is not the same as meeting with a leader of that country that can talk about, you know, for instance, the United Arab Emirates that says, hey, we're a great friend to you. Us and the Saudis just dealt a huge blow to Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, so Americans don't have to go do that now. And by the way, you need to understand that even though we're your friend, we have a huge contingent politically in here that don't want us to be friends with the West. And so I think, you know, versus sitting down with a guy that's going to build your hotel, that's fine, it's good experience, but that's very different to sit down with a world leader and actually hear about problems that are affecting billions of people's lives. So maybe, you know, maybe it'll be eye-opening. I hope he does more than just kind of a stop-and-go. I hope he actually meets with some folks. And I'd love to see him go to a poor village, you know, somewhere in whatever country he goes to see what real poverty is, too, and learn from that.
Maybe go to Slovenia. That would be friendly territory for him. Do that.
So true. Congressman, I also want to ask you about the name being mentioned, David French, conservative candidate potential, that Bill Kristol is sort of, it seems like, putting the name out there. What do you think of him? He seems honest. He seems stable. A veteran committed to service, and you know, maybe that makes him not what the American people want this year. I don't know. But do you think he'll actually make a run? Is this something that could happen?
Yeah, I guess it's possible. The question is, you know, to what extent? And I think it's probably unrealistic to think that David French will get on 48 of 50 ballots. There's, you know, two deadlines that have passed right now, I think North Carolina and Texas.
Texas, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it would be more of a get on the ballot of a handful of states deal. I don't really know much about him. I've read some of his work on National Review. Seems like a smart guy, a veteran, which obviously I very much appreciate. But, I mean, you know, the idea that he's probably going to be elected president is very unrealistic. But it gives a lot of people that just can't bring themselves to vote for Trump or Hillary, you know, maybe a way out to still vote and feel like you're participating. And then, you know, somebody like a Gary Johnson will probably get a lot of pickup from that. I can't support him because I don't support libertarian philosophy on foreign policy. But, you know, there's a lot of people that probably would.
Mm-hmm. Well, I cannot believe this. That's all I'm going to say.
What
I'm looking at here. Yeah, where we are. And I just can't. But we are here. And it is going to be interesting. We had a press conference yesterday where the guy who is really, you know, as likely as not to become president of the United States is calling the press sleaze in a press conference and saying whatever he wants to say without any sense of what the tone of that is and how that's being read around the country and around the world. I mean, it's amazing to me.
You know what, though? The union always survives, and we've been through really tough times, and, you know, some people out there I know really love Trump. Some people really hate him. The country is bigger than the man or woman in charge.
Yeah, I've always said that. I have always said that, and I really totally hope that's true. I've always said it before, and now I'm not quite so sure. But I'm with you.
It.
All right, well, Mr. President, thank you for calling. We really appreciate it.
Mr. Future President, I think.
Well, I told him 8 years ago he was going to be president of the United States, and he wasn't even a congressman yet. But the problem is that now all of a sudden he's Wolf Blitzer is calling him president.
Hey, but didn't you also say that Donald Trump wouldn't be the nominee?
I gotta go.
I gotta go. Next time you're in the tower.
Bye. Yeah, nice to see you. Bye. Bye. Goodbye. Just hung up on him.
That's not nice.
President of the United States.